I think offensively, it certainly did. I think guys understand from the past few weeks that we can score quickly. We are able to come back. It's just a matter of how far can we come back? How big of a hole are we in? And disappointing start. We thought we really had a good plan. We were really determined to get off to a better start on the road in the division. Just had some things that didn't expect to go our way, and just had a hard time overcoming them in the first half. But I thought the second half, everybody was accountable, was professional. We got back to the plan. We thought we have 30 minutes, and we thought it was important to get off to a good start with that first drive. Thought that was really key, putting that drive together, hitting DT on that touchdown. That sure kind of set the tempo for the second half.
Never had two guys more different.
Probably not. It really was a tale of two halves. The turnovers, obviously, the couple special teams turnovers, those were frustrating. I know for the defense, they had 17 points all off turnovers, essentially. So the defense, I think, had confidence as well that, if we can, stop putting the defense in a hole, the defense is capable of getting some stops, of getting some turnovers themselves. And it was nice to finally take the lead on the road and, give our defense a chance to play with the lead where Vaughn and Elvis can pin their ears back and our secondary could make some plays on the ball. Well, I mean, it was a pivotal game. It was a must-win game because those must-win games early in the season, if you don't win it, I mean, it doesn't mean the season's over. But it was pivotal. It's always nice to win a game going into the bye. On the road, in the division. We feel fortunate to be tied. I think we are for, first place in our division at 3-3. It's going to be a competitive division down the stretch, and there's some things that we need to get better at. Need to use this bye week to improve and still find a way to play a 60-minute game. That was a huge play. I mean, when you have I've been a part of some comebacks, you have to have all three phases kind of contribute. Everybody kind of has to do their part. You got to have a tip ball or a bounce kind of go your way. And I think it was on that same series when the ball was on the ground and, somebody had a chance to pick it up and San Diego recovered. We had the big play to Decker and, that guy made a great tackle. The piece of grass made the tackle, excuse me. When those things happen, you kind of wonder, hey, golly, it's just, is it meant to be? Or, that's the play we have to have in order to help this comeback. And so, it seemed like that was the first one that we had that really was a big swing that, hey, okay, maybe some things are going to go our way. We're going to get some tip balls, some turnovers, some diving catches like Stokely made. And you have to have those, I think, to complete the comeback. Well, it's certainly you like to see your hard work, kind of pay off with a win. I mean, it's not easy when you work hard, and you keep coming close. And it's like Coach Fox said, hey, we don't get paid to play hard. We get paid to win. And so I thought it was important to get a win on the road. I know that, the road thing has been an issue here. And so what you hope is that if you get in a situation like this again, hey, we were here a couple of weeks ago. Remember, on the road, we can do this. Hey, just imagine what we can do if we – don't put ourselves in a hole in there in the first half. So some things we have to improve on, but I definitely agree that you can really build off of this.
Can you put in perspective what this means to you as a
Bronco? It's nice to get up to win it on the road. I mean, this will be a fun plane ride, don't get me wrong. The bye week is always a little bit easier when you have come off a win. It's hard to – I don't know quite the significance, of it, so early in the season. But I do know that we put a lot of emphasis into this game, and it sure was nice to complete the win.
The 3rd and 16 to Tammy.
Yep. Yeah, big play. It was an audible. I'm not going to say too much. We play these guys again. So, big play to Tammy down the sideline. Hated to get in that situation. We had some momentum. And what did we have? Had a holding call, you know, that put us into a hole. And like I said, hey, those things happen. You know, whether it's a good call or not, they happen. You got to find a way to overcome it. And so it was good that we did that.
Ever played a better second half?
You know, it's hard to. I mean, like I said last week, these comeback victories are great, but it means all you did was screw up in the first half. You know, and so. But it was good, to put it all together, offense, defense. I mean, the sideline was as energetic as I've, been around in a while. Just guys excited, offense scoring and defense right there. The first ones to greet us off the field. Hey, we're going to get the ball right back for you. They get a turnover. We're right there saying, hey, we're going to help you and go score with this. And that's good team football right there. And that was good to see. Didn't realize that. Anytime I know it's well documented how I feel about some of my heroes, whether it's Brett Favre, Dan Marino, John Elway. So it's very humbling to be mentioned amongst those guys. Those guys are all my favorite players.
What were you thinking when Decker was tackled by the
coach? I didn't really get a good look at it. I really didn't. I know he was sick about it. I don't know what exactly happened. I do know we put that play in and thought we could get that exact result, thinking more the touchdown, though, not the 50-yard completion and fall down, if you call it. So that was frustrating. Obviously, potential 14-point swing. We have a chance to get a touchdown, and then, Jammer makes a play, and they go up, 17. So. But it just shows, like I said, I think you can refer back to that, hey, remember all these things that were going against us? Hey, you can still find a way to dig yourself out of this hole. So it's something to learn from.
A few more for Peyton. Peyton,
did you feel like you had a good shot at the tackle on Jammer? You were like the last man
standing there. Yeah, I mean, just quarterback's got to find a way to, make him cut back or get him out of bounds. And, it's kind of the perfect storm. Everybody else is on the left side of the field, and he kind of heads the sideline with the blockers. So. Just disappointing play there. Good play by Jammer.
Oh
yeah, I don't get into all that. We're all, Coach McCoy, I thought called an excellent game. Like when we do our job, executing the plays that he calls, we do some good things. When we make some mistakes, it's hard. But I think he's still getting a feel for what some of these players, do best. Guys like Stokely, Dreesen, Tammy, myself, Ronnie Hillman, and that's part of different players, with change. And so I know Mike's doing a great job getting us ready to play each week.
Anything else? Last one, please.
What's that?
What do you think of Hillman's growth, Ronnie?
Ronnie's doing a good job. He's getting in there. We're giving him different plays, run plays, pass plays, and being a rookie running back in the NFL, it's a tough deal. But Broncos drafted Ronnie to come in and contribute this year, and he's going to be in there. He'll continue to play more throughout the season.
Thanks, Peyton.
Okay,
thanks,
thank y'all.